Let's take this opportunity to talk about parental anger. I know that a lot of parents feel angry with themselves when they get angry, or guilty because they get angry. And I think it's important for us to realize that anger is a God-given emotion designed to point out problems in life. However, when we use anger to solve problems, that's when people get hurt, relationships get damaged. So we have to have a plan for dealing with anger in our lives. Let's talk about the parental anger at this point.
So the reality is that things are wrong at times, and so we're going to feel the emotion of anger. But one of the problems with anger is that it can be contagious. So as one person gets angry, then they draw the other person into the anger. The emotion goes around, and everyone starts feeling angry, and we can have some real problems with this escalating. So we want to have a plan for anger for a child who's angry, as well as for a parent who's angry, not allowing it to escalate and pass from one person to the next.
I really like the idea of the boxing ring, or the analogy of the boxing ring. When the child's angry, he gets into the ring and taunts the parent to join him in the ring. The question is, will the parent get in the ring? I find that many times parents, because they can fight in more strategic ways, or they've got all kinds of strategies they developed over the years, they often say to themselves, well, I'm going to get in the ring and teach this kid a lesson. And so what happens is they get into the boxing ring with the child, and this fight begins to ensue. It's unhelpful and is often damaging to the relationship.
Once the child is in the boxing ring and then the parent gets in as well, it's hard for the child even to take responsibility for their inappropriate responses because the parent's doing the same thing. We want to help children see that their anger is their problem. They need to work on their issues. So as a parent, it's not helpful to get in the boxing ring with them. We want to come along the outside of the ring and do some coaching, some equipping, helping the child know how to respond to the difficult situation he's in.
You see, whenever we have an anger episode, we likely have a problem that needs to be solved that the child isn't equipped to handle at the moment. They feel overwhelmed by their emotion, and that emotion is driving them to say unkind or mean things to a parent. The parent then has to make a choice whether they're going to take this personally or they're going to help solve the problem. Many times, if we go along the outside of the boxing ring and coax the child out, we can keep the child's problem, and we can help the child see that there are some solutions that the child needs to develop in order to move forward. It's unwise to just enter into an anger episode with a child. It gets us into conflict unnecessarily.
As a parent, we want to be able to share wisdom with the child, but as soon as we get sucked into the anger episode, we're not going to be responding with wisdom either. We need to realize that emotions have the tendency to escalate, but we want to be self-controlled ourselves as parents, so then we can teach the child some self-control as well. So being on guard, I think, as a parent, when a child is getting angry, realizing there might be a tendency to get sucked in, but determining that we're not going to do that can be very helpful in this situation.
It's important to realize that emotions are contagious, that a child who is angry and starts displaying that anger provokes anger inside of the parent, usually. And so most parents will report that they start to feel angry when their child gets angry. That anger inside of the parent needs to be a cue that says, I need to step back here, I need to be careful because I'm being drawn into some kind of a battle. Whether the child is intentionally taunting you or not is not as important as the anger itself. The child who is angry sometimes may not be taunting you at all, but their feeling of anger makes you feel angry, and then you want to move forward with that anger. It's important to hold it back, to develop some new solutions to help children make some changes.
Now, this is easier for some parents than others. Some parents have a tendency to be drawn in rather easily. But whether it comes easily for you or not, you want to have a plan. You want to have a personal plan to manage your own emotions, see what's happening, and determine you're not going to get sucked in, but you're going to help the child to solve problems in different ways. We want to equip children to have a plan for their anger, and we're going to only be able to do that if we're thinking rationally and we're still controlled in our own emotions.
Some parents think that getting in the boxing ring gives them the upper edge because they have all of these strategic ways of overpowering children, which often work to overpower the child backs off. But something happens in that dynamic that's dangerous to the relationship. It's not productive. The child isn't really learning how to solve problems. More is learning how problems are overpowered by someone who's stronger. All of that develops some real challenges for children over time. So the best thing to do is avoid the boxing ring. Don't get in it. Look for different ways to solve problems than entering into the child's anger episode.